I guess I go up to Pete, Shabbat Tachem, Pete Dalin, and we're middle of the Indian how to have a Tachem when it comes to social interactions. So this week we learned about the Tachem when it comes to family, wife, kids, right? And they wrote with the same halacha. Hey. He said it takes the same. He takes the same mahalach, the same way when it comes to business and money. Oh, I think about oh, waiting. This week's parsha, you have very quickly. This week's parsha, you have very interesting matter where by Yechi and he after Mitzrayim, he said, "Live 70 years of Vayichi." Good luck. I want to focus on the bracha. A quick driver comes in from the outside stuff. So Yosef brings over his children for bracha. He had Nashen at the time. Yosef expects Yaakov to put his right hand on the Nashen, left hand on the famous story that everybody. And the pale David to put his right hand on Ephraim and left hand. Basically, Yaakov put his right hand on the Menashe, Ephraim and the left hand. The Santa, the ganze 11, Yaakov, and the Brudim Bechir, and Yisip, so it's the ganze Maise. Look, I think it's giving insight what's really going on. So, Vada Gishan, so Yisip tracked Yaakov was going on. He did Bechir, put your right hand on the pit. No, Ephraim will be bigger and Menashe will be smaller. But merely because a big bracha to Ephraim. So we spoke about the power of tefillah, the chedef, now it's time for bracha, so why did you give the bracha for Menashe to be bigger? So we see over here that bracha only brings down that was there already. And tefillah can be stronger. It could be in a new ratz, like we're talking. Tefillah, we saw it in the I think by the Ramban, he said that you daven with a betachon, they should help you. I can point him, but that there's not love the kudah. So if Ephraim was bigger than Menashe, so how come why wasn't he the bechor? It's not the same question, right? Why the bechor takes the first shot because he's taking the older brother, he takes the most from the father. He's a bigger, but maybe he's a bechor. That's beruchni is the guy. That's bagash is the first. If Ephraim is bigger than Menashe, why taking in fact is Menashe smaller and Ephraim bigger? So this is given like this as a very geschmacky answer because the question's on who and Yaakov, but the question is on Yosef, right? Who had the children? Yosef had the children. So let's look at Yosef and see where Menashe was the bechir. But by Yosef, what happened to Yosef? Yosef came down to Mitzrayim. He had a tremendous nesoyin, maybe one of the biggest nesoyins ever had. He ripped away from his father, thrown to jail for 10, 12 years. Forgot being an ever the jail. Then finally becomes a king. He went to the high down up. Yeah. And he stayed Yosef HaTzadik. How did he do it? Oh, so before he started the share, I said that the share is the spus from the spirit of Balka Bas Yotis Yipet. I'll get it right now. It's for that. It's a matter of foolish name there. Yeah. Malka Bas Yotis Yipet, a foolish name. And there's also one of our congregants, the share comes, has a wife, is going in for a baby. Her name is Gidli Bas Yehudis Shefer, or Gringer Leda. It's a Gunter Kinder. So it's supposed to be learning. So Menashe is talking about having two children. So Yosef has so Yosef's children are a reflection of his Avedi. He gave his name. What did he do with Menashe? That the Eibishter took him away from Beis Avi. He took him away from his father's house. And mainly he had to remember the whole time was about to. But the different ways of Taisus possible. There was Taisus like this way is that. He had to always remember his father's house, and Menashe brought out the inyan that Yosef was connected to his father's house. In fact, how was even in his son because he saw the face from his father. So Menashe is the first. How do you go through on a son? First thing is you have to stay strong to your father's house. You have to be connected to your father, and that's why I talk about Yosef. Menashe was the first one, but ultimately, what's the goal? The goal is not to just stay strong. The goal is the goal is to accomplish and do more. But you can't get to Ephraim without Menashe for Yosef. Jakob gives a bracha, Jakob's a second guy. If I stay besides Yasuf is to talk about Menachem Ephraim, but besides the TV, what are we looking for? Ephraim is really, we have to have the Ephraim to be strong and bigger. That's why you give the bracha, that's why Ephraim gets the bigger bracha. So this explains a lot of times things. We always see a difference of an Avedis. It depends what you're talking about, Parshan. If you're talking about Sad, Yasuf is going through the Nisari, and he has to have first Menashe, he has to stay strong. And then he can be a frani, and then and Mitzal Yaakov, he's a frani mazika. Yeah, okay. So let's jump down into Chavis. I love everybody's there. Baruch Atah Adi Noel Chavim Shaken Mubarak. We're in Shara B'tochen, and we're in Terek Dalet, and we're in the second part of understanding B'tochen when it comes to people. People beside outside socially, they say English, they say socially. How do you have B'tochen? So he spoke about how do you have B'tochen if you're alone? How do you have B'tochen if you have with a family? And now we're up to the next level of B'tochen when it comes social, and that's on Kuf Ayin Hay. What can I say? I will offer the B'tochen. I will
offer the
B'tochen. I'm sorry. I need better glasses now. I will offer the B'tochen. I will come. How do you have B'tochen? The Ebishter. It's an interesting concept there. He's saying, and this is people always ask me, did you say thanks to President Trump? Yeah. So how do you have to talk when it comes to when your person needs to get something from somebody that's above him, somebody that's more stronger than him, bigger than him? That's a comment. Yes, that's a and Michel Martin, sometimes the ABC makes it in a way. Where Dafka, the guy lower, on the lower end of the line, he has the way he has the contact as a guy who was in his class, a guy that he knew. And Dafka, somebody lower could be the guy that has the means. Mikitis Miliadim, it's a very important akud over here. If you read this slowly, you get this very, you pick up very easily. You're talking about Miliadim. A Ben Adam is a has Bechira. Yeah, upon him, I showed him, like, what's the right way of doing this? When it comes a time when you have to ask something with somebody who's above you, it's a matter, man. Doesn't make a difference. Because he's mashva, the ma'ilmat, doesn't make a difference if the guy's in an elevated state of business or of politics or whatever. Well, the matter. He has to trust the today, but he goes, you see, the constant reminder in Shabbat B'tochen is sheyiftach be'alikov. He has a need. Bedmeivishin. I always say it in simple English. You have a need. Get up in the morning before you start figuring out how you're going to get it done, and give the Eibush the Eitzes how he's going to do it. First, go into. So we do it all the time. You have to first get. You have to first train yourself. Go daven. Is the Eibush there? And once he has the Eibush, the Eibush wants you to go do his status. So you can go do it. Osibus. And then she be a simim siva vashlamasi and put these people that you're going to ask for as a siva in the shlom. So you're going to make parnasa, and you need to get something done. Some of the ma'amar you want to get an account in the big thing. So first is the abishu should be successful, and then you have look at the people you're talking to as not as the ones that are giving you anything, but they're just a siva to which the abishu is going to work through. That's what we've spoken in Peri Gimel. That the Eibishter works two ways after creation. The Eibishter works directly, and the Eibishter works through Sibes. So this is the point. That's exactly it. And every time it goes like that, when you face a situation where you have to come on to somebody, you remember, this is Mama should be Mekayim Nava, I didn't know Mitzvah of Kavona, Prav Kavona, as a gay Machias Mach Sibes. Mama, this is not, I'm not saying it's cutely sarcastic, I'm mean, very seriously. The Kavona here is everything what's about. And how? Now he gives you a picture. He gives you a mamish, a how you're supposed to see it. And the pella is, I want to point out, he's using a siba that has absolutely no bechira, and he wants to say, look at a person the same way. Who does it? The same way when a person is a farmer, and he plows the field, and he makes it a siba for his tether. Abishter makes it, right? So how does he see the field? How does a person picture the field? He doesn't picture the field as giving him anything. He doesn't, as a Bechir, he has a choice. No. If the Abishter wants, so what does he do? He goes and he plants. But if Abishter wants that they give him a status from there, Yitzmach HaZera B'Firvus, the seed will grow and it will multiply. That's the key. You cannot thank, you don't thank the ground for this, because the ground had nothing to do with the whole story. He had no Bechira. That's the whole key. And then, we spoke about this when we learned from Tim, if I could give a quick reminder to everybody. The whole problem with Avodah Zarah started, the Rambam writes this, it's Halacha. The Rambam writes the whole problem started when they did not deny the existence of the Eibishter. They did not deny the Eibishter's everything. They just wanted to give the Hidah to the Chavim Mazalos. What was the Chavim? They said, since the Eibishter put the Chavim Mazalos in position that they're going to be the ones to which he's going to give his Hashpah, the Mela, the same way king has ministers. And the Eibishter, the king wants you to honor the minister, his ministers. So I can't. They tie the Eibishter. And this is a perfect example. You can't rely on your own seichel. Look what seichel brought him. Meramoshu zel bevagvi. The king has ministers, so the king can't fear Amaluch alein. He has the ministers, and each minister does the job. So you're supposed to give cover to the ministers. And if you don't give cover to the ministers, you forget the Malach. They missed one little point, that the minister and the ground are the same thing. That's the point they missed. By a minister, the minister has a b'chira, a kandach yatanishto, right? And the b'chachov mazol, so mamash, you got the chesed, they have no b'chira. That means they're just a siba in the Lashon Arab here. There's just a seba through which the Abish is getting things done. They're not doing anything for you. What are you giving cover for? So giving them cover is mamash, it's an cover to maybe. You're giving them, you're attributing to them something they don't have. Right? The same way when you finish working and using a tool, you don't say it's thank you, the tool. The tool does nothing. You use a tool to bang the nail. You use a tool to cut a piece of wood. You use the tool. The tool has a bechira. You thank the craftsman. So if you're thanking anybody but the Eibishter in situations of what you're doing is it's an cover to the Eibishter because from there the Chalcherget problem is the Chalcherget because Rambam explains and this is why you learn Torah again to see how things work out. You start out with a simple honest mistake. It was an honest mistake. It doesn't sound like they really want to open this up. It doesn't sound like it. Huh?
No.
I'm glad it sounds like they made total made a mistake. They will tell you. Don't say they were mamre, right? They will tell you. And that simple mistake, it led them to the next generation said, or the next step in the problem was, not only we're going to thank them, we're going to build the palaces for them, but we're going to, they started thinking they have a power, and then started the game of making believe that they had to have a power, and they called names, and the names they just totally forgot. And it all started from one simple mistake. And this, a reason I'm being meidich on this is mamre just happens here. We think he was Zichadevishta, but he was the right guy to do the job. He did the job. Yeah, I found the right guy. So that's why he's saying you have to trust the Abishta and the make him a Sibir, Kashi Yasim, Avedis others. That's why if you want to give a marshal to anything, think of a farmer. A farmer plants a seed in the ground. Then the seed in the ground, it grows. That means he plants it only in Maimin Bezerei, Maimin Bebeder Eilim, Lashon, I think it tastes this, yeah? Maimin Bebeder Eilim Bezerei, yeah? And that's why the moon is Zerayim. And if the Eibishter wants him to get the Tera from there, he'll come through there. Ve'en Lehitza, you're not allowed to thank the Ve'en, that's not logical. It's not the Svara. And it's also to thank him because in Allah, what's happening is you're giving a haidah to something that's not there. A haidah lebeir levadi. Imagine, a haidah lebeir levadi. The whole haidah is the Eibishter alone. Now, he is weiter. What happens? Eibishter does not want to give him the tenor from this sibra. It's a smichar. The ground won't grow. I the ground does not have one thing is for sure, and the Eibishter would give him the tariff because he's Arab. The Eibishter guarantees every single person his sustenance. So it means like this. It means if a person has money to buy his idis, or venous, then he has to venous. What happens if what happens if a guy needs to what happens if a person needs land to grow food, and he doesn't have it. The only land available to him is the ziburis. So then he plants ziburis. Like this one good, right? And Abishai gave him atzlocha in the ziburis too. So if a guy has the money and he's able to hire, let's say, in the world of doctor, in the world of medicine, or world of law, if you have money, you can hire a better. So if you take the same marshal of others, if you look in the Sibba Gufa, if the Derech Ha'ilam is the Derech Ha'ilam is that this Sibba is an idiot's character to it, but not. But again, you're not buying idiots because idiots will give you better crop. You're buying idiots because that's available to you. They buying that? No, because that's the average check. How do you know David wants to buy this? You look in your bank account to find out what he wants. And if you don't have the money, then you have to look in your bank account and say, David's helping me with that. That's the book. That's the book.
The Mutraman didn't want to hit the ground, didn't want to hit the needle, so the cursor toe for the sand. The cursor.
Well, how did it fit with there?
That's
a different that's a different chesed. That's I think a different chesed. That's him. It's not him. Not beside the others.
Meaning what? So he but he had to just demonstrate
that. That's it. Yeah.
His meter, his meter of the cars.
Yeah,
he needs to demonstrate.
Well, still see it.
He just didn't give it. He didn't condemn it.
What? It's
opposite.
I'm showing something to the
not for the land. He didn't say anything. He just he himself didn't.
Sparkle took care of the guys. I've been the cop
at the scene. But let's move on. No, because he's about to talk about the thing. Maybe we're gonna find it. No, maybe they'll find your answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Right. We get the same thing. Yeah.
Even if he gets mitzvahs from it.
Yeah.
He was born to do a mitzvah.
Yeah. He spoke about it before. He says, but people are hamfer, they shoot him. People are hamfer that shoot him, and because they think they get more money from the
Khalifa. Morning to say thank you to them for giving you money.
Okay, so that's what comes over here. I always like to say this part of the story. When I was in business, and there was a guy that knocked on the door one night, and it's a true story. This part.
Whether it happened or not,
it's a machine of mice, I put it again. But I went to a lot of machine of mice in my life. And he looked at him one day, you see the whole gullus in his face, and he's looking for a job. And he's a sheikh, and nobody wants to take him as a sheikh. It was not my position to give him a job as a sheikh. I'm not the Rav Machir, I don't know. And I thought he didn't get involved with this stuff. I gave a look at him, and my heart, so I couldn't take a pain in his face. I called the Rav and said, listen, good, look at him. I don't know what a sheikh, I know what a sheikh looks like, but I'm not saying yes, no, it doesn't make a difference to me. Lepeil, he got a job. And he made it for us, right? Because I didn't make the call. He made sure that I should never have a half a minute I did my thing. maybe an interesting question. I mean, he was machne. If I ever met him, I have a machshava, and maybe a half a second of a day, it's nicht anders. You're nothing. Nobody. So I just wanted to wonder. And he was right that guy. I said to myself, I'm just good at it. I said, I'm like, wow. But I get asked, like, what I do? I did nothing. I was just a sleeper from the Gapan Lassa. So I was like, oh. No, so look, come here. I said, come on. He started out over here. The base of Nordi, he's in Cleveland. He's in Cleveland here. Okay. Thank you. Same thing I say. Okay, so I know I wasn't pushing you up.
Yeah,
you know,
let's
so maybe we hear between my things. Same thing. What happens if you ask something from them? No, it's not in the kud over here. Look right over here. The weak guy, and this came to you when we were trying to hire a lawyer. So you hire the best lawyer, you hire the right. A worse lawyer, who do you hire? This comes every single time you want to hire somebody. You have to hire after the best guy. If you have the money, you fit for the stuff. So here tells the answer. So you back, you have a chefe, so you have a chalish, and a chodok, and a ham, shof, and a seise. It should be equal. The yiftach ba shlomo, se el kimis barach. And he should trust in this ha shlomo, and the result of what he's doing, and the Eibrishda. I say, okay, now, this is if it, like, one of them does do it, the Chaldus of the Chozok, Yeda Abeira is Baruch HaShahishim Chavse. You should thank the Eibrishda that was Maximus his Chavse. By the way, I want to point this out. This is a very, I think maybe I get off track over here, but hold on to the first time. Motzei Shabbos, I was in Rabbi Grossman's house. And we had Baruch Hashem, a very, I hope, they raised money for the first name of Mark of Zavela. And I spoke to a group of young women that need to have a shidduch. And I'm sure by now they're all good to shidduchim and everything. And, but at the end of the whole thing, I was putting my coat on. And so one of the women came over and she wanted a bracha. Not a Rebbe, but they were told to give bracha. Okay, so I came over. So I didn't want to embarrass her. I know where you're here to get a shidduch. So I said, a bracha for what? So he says, I don't know, whatever. I want to say, whatever the Abish does is good. And she, in a very long way, you listen to the conversation, maybe you can remind me. In a very long way, she made it, made certain that I understood that she has no idea what she wants. She buzzed the Abish. We live in a very great generation that nobody has any needs, everybody's happy with the Abish. That's not what she wants. All she wants is to serve the Abish. So I said, wonderful. So what do you need to serve the Abish? So she says, I should have. Down to the point. So I said, oh, they should bench you have a shidduch. So why can't I still say I need a shidduch? But you can't say what you want, because if you say what you want, is that I don't believe whatever happened until now is good. And it's not true. That's not true. You see, Shahisum Khefse. Look at you, I'm gonna show you a few places here right now. You're asking something to happen. You go to somebody and you have a specific thing you want to happen. It's not that you ask. Buzz Dave, you ever go to business, you walk up to a guy, I want to do a deal with you. And whatever the deal happens, it's negeya. You do the deal, don't do the deal. You're very specific and you want the deal to happen, all the terms you want it to happen. You go to a doctor, there's no difference if you get healed, but every day which the wants is good. Tell me, that's how they come to you?
Yeah.
No. They go to the doctor, you want to make sure Mr. Batalam who's healed with what's the mycism? You go, so Elamai, and maybe I want to show you back to the moment at the beginning of Thalda. He puts it exactly how he's going to do it with a perfect idea. Go back here to Kufsa Machtes, and the top, you know, everything you have to have a Maramokim. I'm just some good at, right? Now look at the bottom. If the clear emuna that these all in yonim is negated to your life, chayim and to the goof, yeah. It's clear. You have to have the emuna. Whatever the Eibush chooses you, that's the best thing. The Eibush creates you like the second the siba in pay the gimel in having betochen is you have to know the rachamim, and Eibush knows what's best for you. He has to make a decision. He has to choose the good that's in him. That means he has to look for the better doctor. And he has to look for a better piece of land. Now, what happens if he can't? So that's what he says over here. But to him, it's not because if he's picking better doctor, because only this doctor can heal him, then he's not doing that, right? What he's supposed to be doing is the Abish is going to heal me, and the Abish wants me to do a status. What kind of status Abish want me to do? Now give a look at your capacity. If you have capacity to buy a better piece of land, you buy a better piece of land. And if you don't have the capacity to buy a piece of land, so you buy a piece of land, and then you become Mitzvah Gavino. And you get 100 times as much as the land can give you. Why? Because you never want a piece of land. Because so that's what he's saying over here.
What makes this doctor a better doctor? People got healed through him?
What makes the doctor a better doctor? No. Because with Derech HaTeva, the Abish created Teva. And then Chatabah, the guy has better hands, he knows better what doctor he is. But that's the key, that's the point. When he says it does, when you put the seed in the ground, what do you mean? He doesn't know the good. If he dropped the seed by mistake in the ground, it's going to grow. But when the Eid goes to do something, he does it because the Abish wants to do it. It's on the Kavanah. That's what he says. And for Yid, here's a PowerPoint. And for Yid, if he's going to try to rely on Teva, it's not going to work. I like that. For Goy, it's going to work, and for you, it won't work. Because Teva, the Abish didn't send down the Yid into this world to work in Teva.
So better doctor is Teva.
Yeah. So you have to go to a better doctor and then say, I'm coming to you now because you're better. I'm coming to a better doctor because the Abish tells me to go. Because the Abish tells me to go to a better doctor.
He's not a better doctor then.
I'm telling you, it's my question. Yes, but you're not looking for the refuah. That's the point. That's the avodah shtadlus. The avodah shtadlus is to go into a business that makes money, and you see it makes money. You can see how it trades, and you see how you're buying, you sell, and to have betochen. It's not from the business, but we took how it's here. You look, I bought, I sold. We have the Eibush. I bought, I sold. The guy did the same thing. No, but me, the Eibush was a mazmin asibim, but the guy, it's a tef. That's exactly the point. This is what it comes out. You could be doing the idea is not to Petach is not only when there's no teva and teva is not working and you see no hope how to get it done, then you have Petach. Petach is even when you see teva working, that's about. And when you see teva, I told you when I was going through and I started seeing things in my case, in Marshall, we saw key members, things started working, we found things and looked very promising. And I was mamish working myself not to focus on teva, keep on focusing on the Ebrish. And guess what? Teva didn't work. I like that. Okay. So she's Jewish. Teva doesn't work. Huh? Oh, so he says, Bechir and Bita. He says, Bechir and Bita. He says, because they're supposed to be Bechir. How are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? Because if you think Teva works, you're going to work on Shabbos. Why not? If you work 7 days a week, you make more money. If a guy closes business on Shabbos, that he believes it's hiding Teva, even does Teva. Yeah. What push it? When you get up in the morning, you daven first before you go to work, and you push off a meeting because you have to daven first. It means you they believe what you're doing is high in Teva. Not have every second the machshava. When you write sefer writes,
why can't you just don't
do that? He says that you have a chiv. That's a point. And Shabbat talking tells you that since they used to work sefer, they used to mechayiv to become part of the shabbos.
But he does say if you reach a certain level, then you don't have to.
Then David should let you know. If you're you can't decide not to start this. David should let you know. Yeah. And if you want to bring in the chassidish, the thing of it is very partial. David still wants a person to go into the world and work in the world and change the world from Gashemis to Ruchnish. That's basically what's going on. And his words is testing him. He wants to see what's the testing. The Kavanah. Kavanah is a mitzvah. Makes things elevate something. So if David wants us to take a behemoth and to shecht it and to take its hide and to work it out and make a klaf out of it and then write the words of Tate on it, and all the klaf turns into a hedikazach. They take the meat and put it on a Shabbos table, and suddenly the meat becomes holy. So that's what the Mishnah wants. So that's why he wants that Ishtadlus. You know, this week's parashah, he's looking at the Mefarshim. I did it today. Zvulun comes before Yisachar. All the Shvatim go in order, and Zvulun is put before Yisachar. Zvulun was born after Yisachar. And there's a few of them over there. The most of the Biurim is because it shows you that since Zvulun is the master, he brings the food for Yisachar, so he gets the master. Zvulun has a place in the world also. Okay. Everyone wants to be Yisachar, though. Everyone wants to be the... Okay, here you go. He wants to sit on the beam and what's that big thing called? I'll tell you. Okay, so, this is very important. Let's go back. We got sidetracked. I want to bring out that when you go to do a thing, when you go out and do a shtadlus, and your shtadlus is not, well, I don't know. Maybe yeah, maybe no. You have to go there because you want from the you're doing a status, the Abish to want to do status. That means you're asking the Abish for something. That's the first thing. So if you ask, but what do you need to serve the Abish? You need a shidduch, you need money, you need health, you need. So then you say to the Abish, that's what I need. That's the whole purpose of tefillah. The whole purpose of tefillah is halacha, the raisa. If you need something, the Abish wants to respond. Now, if you're a tzaddik, you don't need anything, don't that mask it. But most people are not in that madrig. You need something, you have a mitzvah, I say to ask for it. So then you have to also know that it could be you planted with betochem, and David doesn't want you to give the money that way, and take it won't grow. So if it doesn't grow, it means your betochem was wrong, it means you didn't have to have betochem. No, David, you have to do yours. You have to do the avedim and work with the betochem. That's what you have to do. And then David will do what he has to do. Because David maybe want to give you from a different way. That's true. But when you're asking, and he says himself before, there's a special bracha when you work for something and you get a bracha. So, okay. So im yishla l'adei adam yeda veris barach asher hishlum chefset yeda l'misha nasal yoda libe atevle. Oh, so what are you thanking him for? What are you thanking him for? You bring it back. The yeda l'misha nasal yoda al libe atevle. So what you're thanking him for is not for the result. You're not thanking that he didn't give you anything. You'd have to be mahad, you'd have to spit him in the face either. But the thanking is the mission that maybe that the Bamaisa The yed with the mention of it, you have to spit, you don't have to do, but the yed, he did not do a pu'ula to show he do. He didn't do a pu'ula to show that he's market. It's two different things there. It's not being made there.
I think it's just a to.
Do we use the words of God to save?
I think so.
Okay, so good. Okay, you're lying. It's a good question. The question is true, and the answer so far. We've got to figure out what it's true. The yed of the Mishanasa, I thought that this would help you a little. The yed of the Mishanasa. You are allowed to, and not you're allowed to. He says, you should thank the person, the Mishanas al Yode, al Libe Atele. So that why? Why are you thanking him for? Al Libe Atele for his good heart. Why? Because the Abishter brought it together through his hands. He didn't do anything. He's not going to do it, even though it's about Bechira. That's what I was thinking about. He's about Bechira, but he's taking the Rabbi Bechai is saying, take the word Bechira out of here when it comes to you. He has no Bechira to help you. He has no Bechira to hurt you. So that's the dim. We took a mention earlier that this person who has about Bechira, he can't be Bechira to help you and can't be Bechira to hurt you. So to you, as far as concerned to you, what he's doing for you, he's not like a piece of land. He has no Bechira. Elam, I said, why are you thanking him for it? You're thanking him for his Libya. The prayer he has a life save, and therefore, the Abishter used him to use this person. Therefore, what you're doing, this is Raya. She'ein ha'beirim begalgal teiva el yedei ha'tzadikim. The Abishter begalgal teiva only to tzadikim. U'ma'at u'mesimgal hefzal yedeim. And he brings her by Mechazal to prove this. U'meshom ha'chameinu z'cheinu v'vrocha. Megalgal z'chus ha'dei zakim v'chever d'chayim. That's what he says. So if you see a person that's chus makam from him, that's the reason as epidepharan. So make them thankful for Libya Tev. You can thank him for his good heart. You can thank him for being was good. It's the same way in Rebbe's Mechavad Hashirim. Why is it Mechavad Hashirim? We said before he came, Rebbe was not Mechavad Hashirim because of Hanifa. Rebbe's Mechavad Hashirim because he saw in them that why is Abishai giving him so much money is a raya that he has a lot of kechas. It's a raya that Abishai wants to honor him. If you're honoring, he says before, if you look at the Lashon before, if you're honoring, you're only allowed to honor somebody that the Abishai wants you to honor. Right, because he's a Talmud Chacham, because he's a Baal Chesed, or because he's an Osher. So Rebbe is Mechab Hashirim, not because he thinks that he's going to get more money. Mechab Hashirim, the guy will write him a bigger check. He thinks, Mechab Hashirim, oh, the Abish is helping through you have good things. The Haraya is the word Tzadikim doesn't mean it's a Tzadik from Tanya. It means Tzadikim means a person who is righteous, and that's what Rebbe uses.
Which means his labor was tied to the person himself. Not that he's a very
yeah.
But the guy is Bechir in his labor. He doesn't have Bechir in the outcome of
he's
his
a good person, He's a person. And you can even say this by a goy. He said, Kitz the other, give me a goy also. Why? Because a goy has in him also the seven in there. And he can have a rotzon to do tape. So you're thanking somebody, very careful. And
Toiv is not the outcome.
Not the outcome. Libya Atev, but he's a person.
Why? He's saying doesn't have Libya Atev.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
So we're still holding by the grass.
No, but
still
it
makes it worse.
Yeah. The only thing when the end is, he wasn't made the them. He didn't do something that wasn't Maki. He wasn't Maki. I'm just, it's a Dik anyways. He wasn't made it. He didn't do something. he wasn't doing something that would change its being. No, it wasn't. No, he did it by the dam. He did it by the dam. Yeah. 3 times. And I always thought the Abishah told me that. It's not that Meshman did it.
No, the Abishah told Aaron because then Rashi says it's Moshe Ben who had to have a guard. So
the Abishah that guy in there, not Meshman decided.
Yes, exactly. But you see this.
Another difference. Yeah, one thing is for sure that every time there was a market, there was a confusion in the Mice Abrasions. Not confusion, there was a change in the Mice Abrasions. I don't know. Okay, I'm looking where it is because I'd rather look inside. Somebody yesterday came to me a good trial. I was looking things inside. Somebody drove me home yesterday, if they shared, and he asked me a good trial. It says by Yeshua came. And Kalev ben Yefuneh was then in his 80s, and he captured Chavrin when he fought against the Anokim, and he says to I forgot the Yeshua, I think, I want to go now. Was able to 40 years ago, the Abishah told me I'm getting Chavrin. I'm going to go take it now. Ulai says, Ulai, I'm going to be successful. So he asked me, what kind of Ulai? You have to have a talking. They're going to get it. What kind of Ulai? Good kashrut. I said to him, I got to look inside. You have to always look inside. I looked inside. He wasn't lazy. This was 11 o'clock at night. It was cold last night also. He got in the car. Me and him got in the car. Went into the house. I pulled him across the table. So I pulled it out of this thing. I'm looking. We can't find it. I don't know. It didn't come easy. Then my eyes fell down. I was very tired also. My eyes fell down on Musaf Rashi. The son. He said, in this week's parasha, he says, Ulai, sometimes there's a lashon from Bakoshim. And he says, if you look at this week's parasha, Lu Yustamenu, Mr. Meni, Rashi actually brings this pasuk. Sometimes Lu, Ulai means if. And suddenly Ulai, lashon from Bakoshim, but my neighbor shouldn't happen. And mitzvah, the whole kasha disappeared. You have to look inside the mafarsh and go parsha. It's not the okay. So because of Zakim Bechev de Chayev, Vamra Kosev Le Yunus Sasar Kolovan, Vim Leah, as I say. So here you can see, we're not going to time it. So here you can see both sides of it. Sai, if the guy does you a favor, you realize that the favor is coming. But the same token, if you ask somebody to do something and he failed, don't blame him. Don't say you realize that the Abish Tavim Lehim Al Yashim, don't blame them. Val Yisavam Kitsur. And don't be tailing them some kitsur, meaning some shortcut they did not do right for you. So now after something happens, so when you're trying to get something done, you're asking the Abish to do a tail that you're listening for your tailors. You thank the Abish Hashabachal that the Abish chose in this Indian was good for him, and in this Indian was good for him not to happen. He should praise them. What are you praising them for? You're not praising them for doing anything good for you. You're not praising them for not doing anything good. You're praising them because you should yield that, because you know, or as much as you know. But they were mishtadl. Do you want to ask them to do something, and they were mishtadl for you. So you thank them for that. You're not thanking them. When they're successful, I thank them for success. When they fail, I thank them for the failure. Afa pishli nishlam, because kids say no. You see, brother, they did not do his rotzen. What was his rotzen? When he went to do something, he had a rotzen. And then after his rotzen didn't happen, he realizes the Abish wanted a different rotzen. He's made it to the Abish rotzen. It's not a stealer. I think this Nakuda of seeing a wonder for the past and beyond the future can give you a lot of clarity and everything, the whole subject. That means you have a rotzen. Because saying the blood, what they wanted to do. So even though his rotzen was not fulfilled, you thank the Abish, because they realize once something happens, you realize what the Abish did was best for you. Right? The same way you should be there against, you know. People you know, people that love you. You're doing business with them. This is the same thing. When you're working with a worker and the worker does good for you, you praise him for his good heart. But you don't praise him if he brought you money, if he brought you success. He didn't bring success. It's the average to bring success. Okay, so that solves it. So what do we learn from this little piece? I want to make a quick summary to be able to own this. Is that he's medame. I think Chiddush is medame a person to the audits in terms of chira. The same way we put a seed in the ground, it's not the ground giving you anything; it's the Abish giving you everything. The same way when you ask a person from something, it's not the person; it's the Abish doing it for you. That's your avedah. It's very hard to see a person using a seichel, using teva, and to say to yourself, no, it's not that; it's the Abish. But that's the purpose of the whole exercise. He said before, the whole purpose exercise of the shtadlus is the beginner. Are you going to do this because the Ebishter wants you to do it? You can do it because you think that's how it works. So when a person says, I want to work in Tava, he said already at the beginning of Shabbat Tachan. A person thinks he's going to rely on his seichel, on his kayak, on his things. So he's going to fail. Why should he fail? I always ask the question when we start learning, why should he fail? What did you do wrong with it? Because that's not the way the Abishah wants to do a Siva. The Abishah does not want. The Abishah wants to do a Siva with noise. The Abishah giving it not Teva. That's the key. And Yidin Teva is two different things. The same works backwards. You see, it goes every angle. Tonight I was talking about if you ask if the Beiteh Belikim is asking from somebody higher or lower. Now, what happens if the Beiteh Belikim is being by someone to do something for them. How should he do it? Should he say, oh, you need something, have a talk with the neighbors, or should he be mistaken to do it for him? If somebody asks of the Beteach a Chayfet, you should try to make a Sibif to do it for him. In your mind, you should be Mishtabel. Don't do it in Yizdamelay. If it's possible to do it, and also he's saying if one is asking for you, is the right one that you should do it. I mean, you have to first assess that this is something the Eivishter wants you to do, so then do it. And trust the Eivishter. That means you're not doing something for yourself, because remember, if you're doing something for yourself, you gave us guidance that we have to do with the stuff the Eivishter will give it to me, and the Eivishter will be matter of what I'm doing. He's saying even if you're doing for someone else, you can have a talk with the Eibush to mash them. So your status will be successful to help the other Yid. If you're going to be successful, and the Eibush is going to use him as a Siba for Teva Zulose, for doing a favor to somebody else, what you do? You should do to the Eibush. You thank the Eibush that day, they had his course to be the one that the Eibush uses to help another Yid. And if he can't do it, and it's not to do it, I'll yashim nafshe, don't blame yourself. I also see about blaming and regrets. See, right, he tells you, how do you not blame yourself? You see a lot of times people, they could have helped, they should have helped, they tried to help, but it didn't work, whatever, and they feel very badly why they didn't do it. So, why yashim nafshe? Why? Because you have to know that you will never... You're never the one that's going to get it done. You have to be a Siba. You have to tell the Chava, I wasn't a Katz in my status. I did what I had to do. And here he finishes. This is the most powerful punch you have over here in the whole Shara B'tachon. Because you'll see in a second, this is the hardest one. I had over here Kiddush on Shabbos. I made a, the Rav gave a big speech over in this big shul over here. And it was about Mechila. And the Mitarum Girat that Yosef was Mechel his brothers. And there's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, I think it goes Shir HaShirim. We asked the Eibishter to be like a brother. It's a pasuk. We asked the Eibishter to be like a brother, and the Rashi explains that we asked the Eibishter to be like Yosef with his brothers, that even though his brothers did bad to him, He only did good for them. So we established that even though Utaka may have done something bad, with Hashem, a person doesn't avail, he does something, it hurts. And the Kedusha, the Mela, they established like Yosef and then do something good. And we got the whole mice about the Mechila, how can we Mechel? If your person is the Mechila, so this is what it says over here. But what happened was, it seemed like a few people in the audience understood very well what I was saying. But they just couldn't get it. And they verbally, but the Kiddush was saying that McKenzie was done. It's nice to say it, but that guy did me bad. And then, it was not fireworks, it was a little bit of a loud discussion. I want to point this out and I'll read it inside. What I got from this piece is like this. Where can you see? It's very easy to tell somebody, you didn't do me a favor, like the Sheikh. You did something, they gave me the panasi. It's very easy to tell a guy, the Eibishter gave it to me, you're just a Siba. When do you really know you're saying it? If it's reverse. If somebody hurts you, and you can say that you didn't hurt me, the Eibishter did it, then you know you can say it the other way.
Well, thank you for your bad heart.
Not thank you.
I'm saying he chose.
You'll soon see the Lashon. I think that's why he finishes off with this. I think that's why he finishes off with this Nakuda. Because, in Avedis Hashem, in Chavis Lavavavis, with your heart, and midas is very hard to really gauge yourself. And if you have to gauge yourself, you have to see what you're doing and the country. So we just gave a whole nice discussion that the guy does, just like in the red, that you didn't do nothing for me, in every study, you just have a good heart. And how do you know you really mean it? And you're not just, or maybe you're conceited, you just want to say a thank you to the guy. If you understood what we said until now properly, then you understand the next piece. And if you don't understand the next piece, that means I go to the first piece, back to the first. Huh? Yeah. I'm getting gezocht. I said the same thing, but it seemed like the audience wasn't so willing to accept. But what happens if how do you deal with talking when it comes to your enemy, the people that are envious of you? Jealous. There's two pieces of it. One is Mevakshirasi, and Susan talk about it. So we actually did it. Somebody know that doesn't think good about you and he's jealous of you and he looks at you bad. Is Yiftach bin Yonei Alabiri Sada? In their Indian, they're trying to hurt you. You have to know that they can't touch you. Right? The only Abish that it makes things happen. So David to the Abish that they shouldn't be able to touch you. That's it. Yiftach, they have been talking, the Abish that will not let them do it. The Yizbil Kharpasim. And be saved the Kharpa that they're doing on you. While Yigmul and Befalom and do not pay them back. Kefalom. Ach, Yigmulim Chesed. Yeah, they ask for a favor. The Messiah Shalach, you cannot let be in the naked and naked. You give them chesed, v'yaslehem, komash, yuchal, aseisim, and atev, and you should do all the good for them. But yiske, believe it, the alti, viske, the viyasalus. But what happens with this cancellation business they do over here today? You guys, it's better you cancel them out to have a healthy emotion. If somebody hurts you, you have to forget it, just cut them off. What the name? That's not true. He's not saying it with that. He's saying it, it won't work. Faket. The real way to do this is faket. If a guy you wanted to cancel, he comes to you and asks you for a favor, you're not allowed to pay him back the way he did to you. You have to do him the favor. It gets tricky. So lately it's been very much on my mind. We're learning a sefer called Chavis Alavavis, by the way, if you didn't know. We also have been talking, but this sefer is called Chavis Alavavis. There's the same way we have a Shulchan Aruch when it comes to a Maisa, we have a Shulchan Aruch when it comes to emotions. You're not allowed to be jealous. You have to be kind. You have to have a Hashem. There's a list of emotions that you have. Chavis Alavavis. The Melech, the Abish, the Giz tells you to have emotions. Obviously, he's going to teach you how to get there. So if he's telling you that you should be yesevul the cherpa, and he says it means, and he says this alone. I want to make very clear, he's not shutting your mind down. He says in the beginning of the sefer, if you have the patience, if you have the time, make the time to learn the akdom of the sefer. And he says over there twice this very inyan, any mitzvah chevus alvavus is something you can rationally understand. It's impossible. You cannot command somebody to have an emotion unless you can explain it to them. So the whole concept of being taking control of emotions with explaining, and I don't want to use the psychology word and all the mishigasim. The Torah explains. The Torah gives a chiyuv of avos Hashem. Is that right? The Torah explains how to get there. And if the Torah tells you you can be meichel somebody, the Torah tells you how to get there. Oh, so you have to learn. But you have to know the fact. There's no such a thing as commanding somebody to must have avos Hashem. And the answer is right. The answer is because before it says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's the answer. Before and after, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's the answer. How do you get to Vatzim Elokeinu? That's Esh Mizbein in the great Chesed and Leibish. See, it tells you how to do it. So you have to learn. You have to sit down with somebody and teach you. What says Leibish there? What says Beire? What says Nivre? What says Ein Seif? What says All the yonder that he speaks about the Shaiyuchon, the Shaiyuchon, and the other Svarim that speak about this. So it's vast amount of knowledge that brings you. If you learn it, you're going to get to Avos Hashem. If you learn it, you're going to get to big Chesed. And if you learn it, you're going to be able to be Meichel and exactly. This is not said B'derech Tzivui. You can't be Mitzvah with somebody to do a mitzvah when it comes to emotions. And here is the point that people always forget. He says the second thing is it's chutam shulish day. He says the first thing is it has to be api seichel. The seichel has to be api teira, because teira takes you, because the seichel can take you to places that are lies. So if you want to have the true seichel, you have to have a seichel that teira explains you something. So you have to look and then teira does explain it. You have to imagine it. It's everything is written out in longhand and shorthand. And then finally, the teira has to be understood api meseira. If you have this chutam shulish, he says, then you got it. So over here, he writes it in very short. So I want to emphasize. He writes it here in a few words, but it sounds funny. And that's what's going on with it by me on Shabbos. They don't want to stop a second and understand first, and your emotions has to follow your seichel. Understand what's going on. He says, but in fact, he says you have to be megamel them chesed. You have to do them everything that you can do from a teif. V'yiske believish it alti v'niske v'yada beris. Remember in your heart, that your tail is to you, and the nezik has nothing to do with them. And that's how you live a beautiful life. And that's how you don't, you're not anxious, and that's how you're not afraid, and not depressed. You're not worried. What do you are, only worry you have is if you mal the chivus habeda. So that's all. That's the only worry you have. Now the second part of this piece is v'im you sibel azike. You sibel. They say if they mazik you, if they become a sibel to the mazik. Write the Yachshalim tape. Think about it, on them, think good. Now, how to do all this? Obviously, you have to learn from before, but this is how I explain it. But Yachshalim, that's Atzmei, he should be Cheshit himself, or myself, and his myself. But Reya, Akdomosi, Eitzlodikov. And see, this I'm wrong, we're beginning to by the Eivishter. The Melev Yishanen Elulikim, Davin to the Eivishter, to be Mechapi you, Vivakish Melfonov, and then ask from the Eivishter. The chaper of an Esav to be mechaper on your sins. And what happens then? Look what it says over there. V'oz yeshuvu oivav la'avosei. And then once that happens, you'll see, so he says, that those people that you thought were your avim, and they were looking for you bad, and were planning to hurt you, and do that. V'sham al-chochem, but it says Hashem darchi ish, gam oivav yashlim mitei. Also his avim, that's the avim, the ones, also the avim will be maxim with him. So this completes the second part of the house. You see over here that he addresses every part of how you're supposed to have a talk when it comes to his social reaction. If you're alone, if you're with other people, if you're family, if you're asking people to do something for you, and even for your enemies, how to deal with it. And, it, and again, he doesn't say.
It's all Nyani Halilam, or it's even the gay addition of Nyani Atayu. Some helps you out with Nyani Atayu.
The Chayin Atayu is coming up here.
Right, this is the Chol Yom Nyan Yom, because Nyan Yitera person could change.
Huh?
In Nyan Yitera person could shaft him and see it.
It's only Yom Yitera.
Yeah.
Yeah. To him, I mean, that, if in Yitera
person awesome. Helps you, Ruch Yistak Ezach, he's not going to want something. He was boyfriend to do a good thing. Then you don't say that that person's doing the Eivish that you're there, but he makes you do a mitzvah, so he would
shaft him and see it. I have a problem, of course.
I don't know.
No, that's good. So good. So good. Let's get the next week. Get the next week. So give a look. See the find. I'm looking for. That's a question. Okay. So I want to finish off with one. Somebody told me something. I think it's important to make an announcement on this. I found out actually this Wednesday night. Master Shabbos. The guy who drove me home was telling me. It's like more of a UD for everybody. It seems like this great innovation called AI, chat, what's it called? Chat GPT? Chat GPT. What GPT stand for?
I don't know. Ask AI.
It's an amazing, it seems like, I never have since it was on it. I hardly use it. But it seems like you can get onto this thing with a regular phone. I don't know if you know this. And so when it comes out, he's telling me, and then somebody told me that there was a PTA this week. A principal gave out papers and said that this is a big issue today. And he was telling me about it. I just heard it twice this week. And any child, any bachur you have in the house, if he has a regular phone, doesn't have to, with a filter, because it does a filter cannot stop a sentence. It's a very like a simple. People get complacent. You had a filter, you're done. And it seems like now they gave the setup so how to get around this filter. And they can get on it, and they can get an AI. They can come to areas which is very, very, very destructive. In Yoni, things like that. I don't know exactly what you're saying, but and somehow and then so what's the pair? I'm thinking of this. But mainly we have a new challenge in life. We thought we figure everything out with filters, we have now a new challenge. So first of all, the challenge has to be known. And what's the response? I think the response is like this. The Eibishter will not give us an Nisayon unless we have the ability to overcome it. If you believe that the Eibishter gives us an Nisayon, then it's impossible to say, to throw in the towel and to say that our generation can't make it because they have so many Nisayonists. I don't know. I don't see it that way. I know I went through a lot of Nisayonists in my life. My generation went down Nisayonists. I'm not saying it's big, but in the sense we have the big and the sense devil is big. But if in the same comes from the Eivishter, that if since in the second half we said that it means you have to come to the Kedusha, the Eibishter will never give you an Nisayon unless he gives you the Kedusha to overcome. So that you have to know it's there. If you know that if something is there, you have to look for it. So this is a big Nisayon today, and the only Eitzah, the Cheder, the only Eitzah is to teach our children how to defend themselves from these things. We have to realize that when it comes to Chibes Lavavis, it comes to explaining basic and the foundational truths that they don't know. They don't know. They have no idea why they have to. They don't know how they. They partially don't know. They don't think about it. They don't think about what the Hashem is. They don't know. And you expect them. And we expect them that nobody wants to talk about that. And so I want to reiterate that Paket, the only eight isn't the much is much like this. Yeah, this week was Asar B'Tavis. This week was Asar B'Tavis. They made a wall around Yerushalayim, and then came the enemy, and they made a Motzach Motzamad wall, caused tremendous pain and death in Yerushalayim. In those days, the way they protected yourself was making a wall. Filters are walls. And we think that we're going to defend our kids by making filters and making walls. It only works until they breach the wall. And the breach just came in. They breached the wall before we figured out filters. And now if I had built the wall again, they breached it again. So what do you do when the enemy is inside the city? It's a hand-to-hand combat. Hand-to-hand combat, you have to teach every single person how to fight. And they had to fight with the So if you want to teach them Chesed, you want to teach them Chesed, or to sit back and to say, the Nisayon is very big, and you can't handle it, we're not going to teach you anything. It's a wrong statement. We have to weaponize and give our children those tools they need and the keches they have to have, you know, to fight it. It's not that they can't. They've been finished good. They have the ability to fight it. We fought it. They can fight it. So to say they can't, that's how it's a legal. That's it. That's it. Good.
Yeah,
Shlimo,
he says.
Yeah, Shlimo,
Yadav,
you
I just said before that anyone that helps you out is not doing anything.
My
mother was taken hostage from the ground. Thank you for coming. So you're here for Shabbos? You're here
for Shabbos?
Tom Zuber.
Maybe have you come to us once?